WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul, FM 107.5, K298CO Minneapolis, Intelligent Radio.
News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Donald Trump beats Joe Biden hands down in a new poll.
When asked which president did more to help people like them, roughly one-third say Donald Trump and about one-quarter say Joe Biden. Yet 30% of adults say neither president benefited them. This polling underscores why we're hearing so much about certain issues from the two campaigns. Biden's emphasizing abortion issues and Trump is focused on immigration. And it also explains why the candidates spend so much time attacking each other.
Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says the administration is treading cautiously on Israel.
There are two voices there. If you listen to John Kirby at the NSC, and if you listen to Matt Miller at the State Department, you think you're talking about two different administrations.
Oren was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka always gets the big guests.
My former boss, the 45th president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Are you confident that this election, at least, will be secure and fair?
They've cheated for many years, decades, I hear. So they're going to try and rig it. I have no doubt about it. They've been doing it for years.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 2 on AM 1280. The Patriot. Intelligent Radio.
Good afternoon, fellow Patriots. We're now at the top of the 1 o'clock hour, and I've got the latest weather update from the JTR Roofing Weather Center. Today we're seeing sunny skies with a high near 77 degrees, and moving into tonight we'll see mostly clear skies with a low of 50. Tomorrow for your Sunday, sunny skies with a high near 73. And if you're feeling like kindness is a good gesture, then hop online to am12biggiethepatriot.com and enter the Kindness Challenge Sweepstakes. Enter for a chance to win $2,500 for yourself, plus we'll give away $2,500 in your name to a deserving business.
Portions of the following program may have been pre-recorded.
This is the Northern Alliance Radio Network, the longest-running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities.
It's great to be back in Minnesota today.
Political analysis of the good, the bad, and the outright crazy. Now, here's your headline act, Mitch Berg.
Welcome back, Twin Cities and world. It's the wind beneath the right wing. The show that is making talk radio great again. My name is Mitch Berg. My blog, shotinthedark.info. My crew, Jack Tomczak, the new guy, heard from 3 to 5 every Saturday. Brad Carlson, the closer, 1 to 3 every Sunday here on AM 12A, The Patriot. Of course, Charter OG King Banyan, Saturday mornings 9 to 11 on our sister station, AM 1440, The Biz, as Brad calls it. I kind of like that. Brad's getting into the nickname game. I dig it. Division of Labor. What are we talking about? Oh, yeah. Yeah, Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 12A, The Patriot, dominating all Twin Cities media for 20 years and counting. Oh, yeah. We had our 20th anniversary party last weekend. If you didn't make it, I'm going to drive you crazy telling you about it in the second hour. Not just yet. We got other stuff to talk about. But let's just say, if you were there, thank you for coming out. I expected about 25 to 30 people. I think we had close to 70 through the door by the time the evening was over. At one point, I counted 55 in the room, which is good turnout by any standard of the imagination. We had a great time. And if you weren't there, well, A, I'm going to drive you crazy telling you about it later. B, we're going to do it again. That's one thing I've missed terribly. We'll talk about that in the second hour. I have missed doing these parties for the last 12 years now. Terribly, and I'm done missing things. I'm going to have fun, and you know what? We all need this. We'll talk about that in the second hour. I have got a couple of stories coming up here that seem unrelated. By the way, one thing that is somewhat unrelated, we're going to be talking later on in the show with Jessica Johnson, who is, you've known her. She's been on the show before, running for school board in Stillwater. Now she is running for the Minnesota State House. And we'll be talking with her in the second hour, along with Ralph Drollinger, host of a program here on the 1280 that bridges the gap between politics and faith. We'll be talking with Mr. Drollinger in the second hour here as well. So stick around. It's going to be a fun show today. At any rate, I've got two stories that on their surface seem unrelated. I'm kind of having a Rod Serling vibe here, by the way. Kids, ask your parents, or I don't know, maybe grandparents. At any rate, two stories. Seemingly unrelated, and yet I think they are exactly right on the beam. Now, We'll give you a little bit of background here. The Democrats are polling, Democrat numbers are polling soft nationwide, which is, by the way, why you're seeing them repeating the chanting points about abortion, especially this Arizona abortion law. They are trying to recreate the magic they recreated last year when Roe v. Wade was overturned just before the election, and they were able to create and log roll gullible voters into thinking that abortion was under immediate threat because Roe v. Wade was overturned. And by the way, exactly as predicted by that noted conservative extremist, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Anyway, they can't. The good news for Republicans is they can't overturn Roe v. Wade again. The bad news for Republicans is not every Democrat voter knows that. A lot of Democrat voters are pretty clueless about how civics works. And the Democrats play that to their advantage. We'll come back to that. So the Democrats are doing their darndest to turn out their base. The people who will vote Democrat under all circumstances would never dream of straying from the farm. They're trying to make sure that these people turn out in droves. Now, there is discussion. If you remember the primaries a couple of weeks ago, you will note that the Democrat base is underwhelmed with Joe Biden right now. A very significant part of the Democrat voter base in places like Minneapolis, St. Paul, San Francisco, New York, Chicago, voted uncommitted in the primaries because they are not thrilled with the fact that Joe Biden is not actively abetting Hamas in the attempt to exterminate Jews from Israel. They would probably couch that in prettier terminology, but that's what it amounts to. They're not getting the same love from the anti-Semitic genocide crowd that they want to get from President Biden. By the way, if you think I'm mischaracterizing this, feel free to give us a call at 651-289-4488. Because I would love to discuss this with any Democrat. Any Democrat. Even me, even you. Give us a call, you upper middle class, Marcy Holmes dwelling, unearned entitlement dwelling, white middle class progressive 20-something male. Give us a holler. I'd love to hear you defend the uncommitted vote on behalf of Hamas, some of the worst human beings in the world. Anyway, I digress. The Democrats are trying to turn out the base, and part of that turnout involves trying to log roll people who are susceptible to voting Democrat to come to the polls over things like abortion, over things like Trump, over things like, what else do they have? I don't know. What are the things they're trying to do? Of course, that's why the administration has been trying to, as Ben Shapiro says, split the baby on Israel and Gaza, trying to play both sides and trying not to lose voters on both sides. This is not flying well with, say, the Arab voters of Dearborn, Michigan, who are, of whom a plurality, if not a slim majority, support Hamas in its current in the current war. And one suspects they're also trying to buff up support among the large Muslim population of the Twin Cities, the Somalis and other people who have settled or been settled in the Twin Cities, more or less for that purpose of having a Democrat voter base on the hoof. Now, we'll come back to that in just a moment here, but we'll just set that as a piece of context right there. The Democrats are doing whatever they can to get their base to bum rush the polls, or to at least to come out to the polls to vote for President Potato, the fossil. And by the way, also, to keep a Democrat majority in the Minnesota House of Representatives. The Senate's not up for election this year, unfortunately. But they're trying to maintain their four-vote majority in the House. And some of the polling is not looking ideal. Now, let's go to that right now. As of this past week, a new KSTP Survey USA poll says Minnesota voters are not exactly enthralled with either President Potato or the Minnesota trifecta. Quoting the Channel 5 story, when likely voters were asked if they're generally inclined to vote for a Republican, Democrat, or candidate from another party, 45% say they prefer Republicans, 44% prefer Democrats, 8% were undecided, and 3% preferred another party. Now, Minnesota Republicans are taking some encouragement from this, And to some extent, they should. By the way, the same poll showed Trump and the first potato in a dead heat. According to the latest KSTP survey, USA survey of Minnesota voters, Biden leads Trump 44-42 with 11% saying they'll vote for another candidate and 4% undecided. That's 11% picking another candidate and 4% still thinking about it, which, by the way, the 4% number, I totally believe that. There's literally nobody in America with a pulse who doesn't have an opinion about Donald Trump and or Joe Biden or both, which may be why you have 11% undecided so far. Anyway, the poll has a credibility interval similar to a margin of error of right around 5%. Quote, when you have a two-point race in a presidential year, you've got a competitive state, said Carleton College political analyst Stephen Scheer, who's become the Larry Jacobs of the 2020s, one that both campaigns will probably pay attention to. And that is true. Now, this is causing a certain amount of exuberance among Republicans, including among the same crowd of Republicans that were calling for a red wave 2 years ago, a bit of enthusiasm that I did not participate in. I was deeply nervous, and with good reason, as it turned out. And I would urge some caution about these polls, even though it's good news. I don't recall Republicans leading in a poll like this in recent memory in Minnesota for how it went about strictly Minnesota races. Now, there's some I'll urge you to exercise a little caution with some of this as well. Now, you saw in the presidential poll, you saw the 11% other candidate rating and 4% for looking undecided. And by the way, 11% other and 4% undecided in the House race as well. I'm going to guess that among the Legal Pot and Libertarian and Venturi Party crowd, it also involves a lot of the uncommitted DFLers. Now, say what you will about Democrats, and again, I say this with all due respect, Democrat interparty squabbling comes and goes. It's like a couple of bull hogs fighting for the best patch of mud when you get right down to it. But and again, I say this with all due respect, no caustic disrespect intended. Democrat voters are herd animals. They are like a herd of cattle. They may muss and fuss and moo and drop things on the ground, but essentially they will go where the cowboy tells them to go. Democrat voters come home at election time. They may make a lot of muss and fuss till about Labor Day about wanting things to be different, wanting their party to be better, more responsive, etc. But they almost always come home. That 11% who were talking about voting for someone else for president, well, I have a hunch a lot of them will come back around. If I'm wrong, nobody will be happier. Because numbers like this, if they hold, mean that we retake the House, mean the trifecta is over, means that we can at least, if not roll back the damage of this last 2 years. I mean, that is going to take a Republican trifecta and probably 4 to 8 years of hard work, which we may never get. But at any rate, we'll come back to that. The numbers in the House poll, on the other hand, also grounds for sobriety here, refer to generic Republicans versus generic Democrats, which is all contingent on coming up with candidates who are better than generic. Now, we got a strong undercurrent in the Minnesota GOP right now of the same kind of crowd that, how do I put this obliquely, the kind of crowd that make Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene into power brokers. And that's not a good thing. I know we got some Marjorie Taylor Greene fans out there. I want to be a Matt Gaetz fan, if only for pure North Dakota Homer reasons. I mean, his father was a student of my father's. It's a long story. But I'm unimpressed by his political acumen, with his ability to play checkers, much less two-dimensional chess. Someone needs to teach some Minnesota Republican voters what legislatures are actually there for. And on the other hand, the GOP has some exceptional representatives and candidates, people who are cut from the same cloth as the likes of exceptional legislators like Harry Niska, Senator Eric Lucero, Pam Scott, Walter Hudson, Mary Franzen. There is a lot of opportunity out there for the candidates who are better than generic. Unfortunately, we have a few candidates out there who are just a shade below generic. Anyway, we'll talk about that when we come back, because there's another story that seems unrelated but isn't. Stick with me. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. Go nowhere.
Up with the Patriots Daybreak Insider. Today's top news stories from a conservative viewpoint. Sign up at am1280thepatriot.com by using the keyword subscribe. That's subscribe at am1280thepatriot.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her Relief Factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-914-1358. 800-914-1358. 800-914-1358. That's 800-914-1358.
Mike Gallagher here. More than 200 members of Congress are standing up for AM radio listeners. The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act will keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now. Text AM to 52886 or visit dependonam.com for more information. That's dependonam.com for more details. Message and data rates may apply, and you may text Stop to stop.
The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. BearingArms.com covers Second Amendment issues, self-defense, the latest gear, and more. That's BearingArms.com.
AM 1280 The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network.
History never repeats. Tell my
Hey, join Dennis Prager on an unforgettable Bible cruise to the Caribbean. When? It's November 29th through December 8th this year. Remember, imagine 9 days of basking in the sun surrounded by stunning beauty of a tropical paradise with profound conversations with Dennis, scripture, insights, the whole nine yards. Book your trip now by going to am1280thepatriot.com. Or just call 855-565-5519. That's Dennis Prager Caribbean Bible Cruise. Words I never thought I would hear together. Three separate phrases that by themselves all make perfect sense. Put together, Dennis Prager Bible Cruise Caribbean. Any two out of three. And yet, it's going to be fantastic and it's going to work. So I urge you to check that out. am12athepatriot.com, by the way, the font of all beautiful blessings in this world. All right. So talking about two stories that have come out this past week. One, and they seem unrelated, but I'm going to suspect they are. Now, we talked about the KSTP Survey USA poll, which, by the way, has tended to favor Democrats or at least not favor Republicans, and yet it shows at this point, by the way, again, of course, 7 months before the election, so only incrementally more meaningful than a poll taken a few months ago, but we're getting there. Showing the Republicans, a generic Republican, I should say, beating a generic Democrat 44-43. With 11% undecided and the remainder 4% choosing other candidates. And by the way, also showing President Biden ahead of Donald Trump by 2 points with 11% choosing someone else. Now, I think two things can be true at the same time. Democrats, being herd animals, will come home. A lot of those 11% are people who are talking about making noises about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. right now. Or perhaps Jill Stein, perhaps. And when they see the election coming up, especially if the numbers are not looking good for President Potato, they'll come home. I'm considering that. On the other hand, 2 points. Trump support is almost always underreported. People don't want to say they're voting for Trump. I know more people who publicly said, yeah, I did not vote for Trump in 2016, who said, well, okay, I did, but I didn't want to get her out. And this is true. I mean, even in the last election, President Biden won the race by a lower margin than the polls had predicted. Support for Trump always under polls so far. Knock wood. I mean, all these things are always true until they're not. But there has been a pattern over this last 9 years now that support for President Trump always comes up under a little light in the polls, lighter than it actually comes out with in real life when there's an actual election that matters, for example. And I think some of the other candidate people in the presidential poll will come home. I think the idea that we need to have Republican candidates who are better than generic Republicans, more Walter Hudsons, more Eric Luceros. Again, he's running for the Senate, but you know what I mean. More Harry Niskas, more Pam Scotts, more Ann New Brindleys, I should say. More of them, and less some of the people who are of the burn it all down persuasion, the so-called confrontational politics persuasion. Nothing wrong with confrontation, but if it's all you got and you have no ability to negotiate the best possible compromise with the other side, then what use are you? I mean, no, that's not a sign of weakness in politics. Politics is about making the best possible compromise. We have Republicans who are illiterate at that. We have Democrats who are illiterate as it as well, but it doesn't matter for them. They have complete control. They have the trifecta. If Republicans get the trifecta, you can be as hardline as you want. That's why South Dakota, North Dakota, Montana, Wyoming Republicans are the way they are. They can be. They have complete control. Democrats in Minnesota are terrible at negotiation, but they don't have to. Now, if we take the House back this fall, they're going to have to learn, and it's going to be ugly. Anyway, those are my two reservations about the irrational exuberance that some might feel at seeing these numbers. The conventional wisdom, by the way, in 2016, when Trump came within 2 points of toppling Hillary, was that Trump didn't really almost win Minnesota. It was that Hillary was a terrible candidate and almost lost Minnesota to Donald Trump. Now, we'll see this fall, one way or the other, if Trump has, I'll just say, increased his cachet with voters. But it's entirely possible that our first potato, or POTUS, I should say, potato of the United States, is a worse candidate than Hillary was. He certainly has a worse record as president, because he has a record as president, and it is, by the way, terrible. Anyway, so we've also had, however, and this speaks to the race for House, and by the way, the congressional races as well. You've seen Angie Craig making some very moderate noises as we head towards the campaign season here. The polls are not ingenious for her, and it turns out Metro DFL policies are not polling so well in the new second CD. Still, we've had worse news than this as Republicans 2 years into the trifecta. Let's try to see that the Republican Party doesn't completely blow this opportunity. Something we cannot take for granted, clearly. No, but point being, nationwide polls are showing Joe Biden is in big trouble, including big trouble in most of the swing states, which is why they are talking all abortion all the time. Which is why they are Trump talking, where they're telling all their stories about Trump wanting to become a dictator, which, of course, introduces the question, if he wants to be a dictator, why did he spend 4 years not doing that when he was president, perhaps, between 2016 and 2020? You never get an answer from those people about that. But they are doing what they can to get their emotion-driven, critical thinking challenged, easily log rollable, but boundlessly entitled voters to the polls. So, what's the other story? It seems like it might be unrelated, but I'm gonna suggest to you that it is not, that it is in fact deeply related to that story. Okay. A plan for what is called a Majid-centered development, that's Arabic for mosque-centered development, in Llano Lakes, entered the chat this past week. And it's generating the usual stream of invective from the usual suspects. I mean, there is a significant part of Minnesota society that is triggered by Islam and by Muslims. And some of that triggering is legitimate. I mean, it's not a big stretch to say that the Twin Cities big left establishment brought an awful lot of Somali immigrants into the Twin Cities to sway the vote in their direction, to serve as reliable Democrat voters on the hoof, which to a great extent they are. I mean, the Somali community in the West End, Five Corners and the other Somali enclaves around the Twin Cities and around Minnesota are fairly reliable Democrat voters. There are two ever so slight places where that's flaking off, however. There are, as we saw a month or so ago, a group of Muslim parents in, I believe it was St. Louis Park, sued the St. Louis Park School District saying they did not want their kids exposed to content about LGBTQ, transgender, genderqueer, the current fashion in childhood indoctrination. The school district fought them on it. They joined forces with a conservative religious liberty civil rights law firm and won. Actually, a couple of law firms and won. And sent the St. Louis Park School District back to the drawing board to plan another way to disenfranchise parents in the running of their own children's lives. I digress. The other thing that is flaking away some Muslim support in Minnesota from the Democrats and from President Potato is the fact that the president is, in keeping with his general sense of ineptitude in handling all things related to foreign policy, is trying to, again, figuratively split the baby, support Israel enough to not completely torch the Jewish vote to the extent that Jewish left vote is tied to support for Israel, and not wanting to completely sink his chances in Michigan and harm the Democrat ticket here in Minnesota. A lot of Muslim voters were among those who were voting uncommitted in the primaries last month. And if you don't think Ken Martin is nervous about this, if you don't think Ilhan Omar is crazy nervous about this because there is polling that shows the 5th Congressional District primary race is razor thin, that Ilhan Omar's support against Don Samuels isn't somewhat problematic, then you haven't been paying attention. Now, we'll come back to that in a moment here. But we'll talk about how these are all linked here in just a moment. 651-289-4488 is the number to call. Join us, won't you please? Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. Go now. Right back. Baby,
Epiphany Catholic School strives to grow your students' heart and mind, to give students an education grounded in faith, knowledge, and virtue. Although educational styles change, the vision of faith-infused education never wavers. Epiphany is committed to forming students into saints and citizens for this world and the next. Epiphany Catholic School is located in Coon Rapids, serving students from pre-K through 8th grade. For more information, visit epiphanyschoolmn.org.
It's our spring sale at Master Pool & Spa. Now is the best time to buy. You'll save up to 30 to 60%. Get quick professional delivery and 0% financing. We have spas for any backyard or budget. Huge variety of sizes and features. Choose from one of our in-stock spas or build to order a custom spa. We're locally owned and family run for over 20 years. Come in today and tap into our expertise to assist you in choosing the perfect spa for your family. You won't find any of those imported knockoffs here. All our spas are built in the USA with full nationwide warranties. Build an outdoor oasis and save thousands without the expense and maintenance of a pool. Spend more quality family time together while melting the stress away. Transform your backyard in one day and save up to 60% off at our spring sale. Visit Master Pool & Spa, 394 Louisiana, St. Louis Park. Call 952-253-0665. 952-253-0665. Be sure to tell them you heard it on The Patriot.
Have you ever experienced that moment when you find something so exquisite it takes your breath away? This is Dennis Prager. Leo Daniels Jewelers is where those moments come to life. You're greeted with extraordinary elegance and a sense of craftsmanship that is second to none. Whether you're searching for that perfect engagement ring or a stunning necklace for a special occasion, Leo Daniels has it all. If you appreciate the finer things in life, I urge you to visit Leo Daniels' showroom in Minneapolis or online at leodaniels.com.
From breaking news and weather across the country to insight from the brightest minds in conservative opinion, it's Salem News Channel, home to the biggest shows on TV, like Hugh Hewitt weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, followed by Mike Gallagher at 9. Join SNC, where facts are sacred, critical thinking is celebrated, and the pursuit of truth is unwavering. Watch Salem News Channel free now on Zumo Play. Learn more at snc.tv/Zumo.
You're smart, you're busy, and don't have time to waste on the mainstream media cycle. Salem News Channel breaks that cycle. Topics that matter from hosts worth watching. Dinesh D'Souza, Andrew Wilkow, Brandon Tatum, and more. Open debate and free speech you won't find anywhere else. Salem News Channel, not like the other guys. Watch anytime on any screen, free, 24/7. Find everything you need to know at snc.tv. That's snc.tv.
AM 1280, The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488, the number to call. Hey, she's someone you love and appreciate because, well, she's mom. Come on, go with it.
Used to be the troublemaker.
How about entering to win $500 for good old mom? Our annual Mother's Day $500 sweepstakes will provide the grand prize winner five bills to give to mom, or you can receive a free copy of Heart Happy by renowned author Tricia Goyer. Enter once a day at am12athepatriot.com under contests and sweepstakes, and complete national optional bonus activities to increase your opportunity to win. That's the Mother's Day sweepstakes. It's a tradition we can all get behind. Get in on it. Isn't mom worth it? I think so.
School days.
651-289-4488, the number to call, should you care to join me. Brad Garlson coming up tomorrow from 1 to 3. Jack Tomczak later on here, 3 to 5. And, of course, I've got Jessica Johnson who's running for the Minnesota House coming up here at the top of the hour. And Ralph Drollinger will be joining us as well. More on him in a moment here. And anyway, so Democrats are running soft nationwide and softer than they'd like in Minnesota. You can read things between the lines. You have some of your outstate Democrats in the House starting to roll back some of their rhetoric about supporting things like, I don't know, trans refuge laws abolishing liquid fuels, a big one in greater Minnesota. It's like, try and run a tractor on solar power. Go ahead. Show us a renewable tractor. Maybe one with sails that you can sail through the fields. Need a lot of sail area to push a plow, not to mention a 14-bottom weeder. But either way, the Democrats know best, right? Clearly they do not. So there's a lot of Democrats who are slowly, carefully walking back some of the things that the Metro DFL is doing. Angie Craig is the most prominent example. She is vulnerable. If the GOP manages not to screw itself up, we could have five Republican congresspeople in Minnesota, five out of eight. I who knows? I mean, Ilhan Omar is not nearly as solid as she thinks she is. Well, she knows she's not as solid as she needs to be, or she should be in a district like that. And of course, you never know. I mean, Pete Stauber could lose to Jen Schmidt. Okay, I slay me. No. At any rate, the DFL candidate in CD8 is particularly annoying. At any rate, the DFL is running soft, and it's running soft in regard to Gaza and Israel with the Twin Cities Muslim community. Now, with that in mind, this past week a plan for a mosque-centered development in Llano Lakes dropped into the chat, and it's generating a lot of noise right now. And I just got to say, well, for starters, the noise we're getting is there is a crowd in the Republican Party that's floating around out there that actively wants to disenfranchise Muslims from Republican politics. And, of course, most of them do vote Democrat, and they were brought here by Democrats for that purpose. But there are very good conservatives who also happen to be of Muslim descent. Not all Arabs. You've got Turks. You've got you've got Somalis. There are Somali Republicans out there, by the way. There are Republicans out there who believe the bizarre wives' tale that all Muslims of whatever sect they are from that have been killing each other for 1,000 years, but somehow they are all part of the same mind meld that has them all thinking that they are all supposed to deceive Westerners until they can take over. Now, some of the behavior is hiding in plain sight among militant Islam, among militant Islamism. That was a great line I heard from someone a few weeks back. Don't judge all the Muslims you know by Islam, and don't judge Islam by the Muslims you know. They can be very, very different perspectives and points of view. Say what you will about Islam, especially radical militant Islam of the Wahhabi variety or the Iranian variety. It has its extremely toxic aspects to it. But there are six major branches to Islam, and they've been killing each other off for since long before there was a United States. So in the meantime, they are here, they are citizens, and they do vote. And they have the same constitutional rights you do. In fact, there are people who say we should deport Ilhan Omar. That's one of the main benefits of being a citizen is you can't be deported. You don't deport citizens. Anyway, we'll come back to this plan in Llano Lakes. Llano Lakes, you say, why Llano Lakes? Well, I've got my theories. I've got my suspicions about the whole story. We'll come back to the suspicions actually in a moment here. But the construction of this so-called mosque-centered development in Llano Lakes is allegedly, and this is according to a story that came out in Alpha News earlier this week, construction of the project is allegedly, quote, expected to begin in the fall of 2025. However, the city of Llano Lakes released a statement on the project saying they have not received a land use application for this development at this time. No review has been undertaken and no approvals have been granted. Now, the development is called Medina Lakes, named after the city in Saudi Arabia. If it's constructed, it'd be located about a mile and a half east of Lexington Avenue on the south side of Main Street in Llano Lakes, with Olson's Market to the north and the Tavern on Main to the west. In other words, it's like a lot of big real estate development proposals in that it is basically vapor. It's someone, a huckster, at the most, trying to generate some excitement and ring up some investors and move some lots in advance to finance the cost of a large, fairly dreamy project. And it may not exist. In fact, not only is it vapor, but some of the facts make it look very, very vaporous, very vaporous. Now, before we get to those facts, let's just reset here. A lot of Republicans really don't care much for Muslims. They are out there. They've come out to conventions in years past to introduce resolutions to say Muslims may not run for office in the Minnesota Republican Party, which is kind of an ugly thumb in the eye to the Muslim Republicans who do show up and do the job. There aren't a lot of them, but good Lord, we need all the help we can get out there. And it's really short-sighted in the long run. And they are people that I have fought verbally and politically for quite some time now, and I will continue to. To the extent that I'm involved at all, I will be fighting against them while strongly urging all immigrants to assimilate and become Americans, whatever that means. So, that being said, the crowd that from the parts of that crowd saw the idea we're going to have a mosque-centered development and thought, oh, we can't have that in a Christian country. And they're basically getting, we'll come back to what I think is happening with these people. Because I think the proposal, which again, has had no paperwork filed with the city of Lionel Lakes, they're not looking for approval yet. And in fact, there may be much less there than meets the eye. The project itself is probably looking like it'll have to solidify quite a bit to become even good vapor. Back to Alpha News' story on the subject. Zikar Holdings, the corporation reportedly developing Medina Lakes, is registered with the Office of the Secretary of State. The website for Zikar Holdings states that the corporation specializes, quote, in transforming land into sustainable and inviting spaces where families can flourish and individuals can thrive. The corporation also says it has a proven track record spanning over 10 years. Well, okay, so the marketing people have run amok with the writing. That this is nothing unusual. If you've ever been to the Lofton Condo Show, you read a lot of this from real estate developers talking about the project that is the big gleam in their eye. And overselling and, let's be honest, under-delivering for the most part. And when I say overselling and under-delivering, I'm referring to this particular episode here because Zikar Holdings has only registered with the Secretary of State in December of 2023. So we don't know what it is in this organization that has the, quote, proven track record spanning over 10 years. But it hasn't been as Zikar Holdings, which filed with the state in December 2023 and you do the math, that's 4 months ago. And no completed projects are listed on Zikar Holdings website. None. Instead, the company promotes the pending Lionel Lakes development and references future projects in Rochester and St. Cloud. So, it's a company that has never built anything. It has big plans, but it has never turned up so much as a shovelful of dirt on any of them yet. So, it's what we call in the software development business, vaporware. It's vaporware with a Muslim-centered vibe, though, and it's, where is it? Is it in Lakeville? No, no, no. Is it in Chanhassen? Uh-uh. No, sir. It's in the North Burbs. Now, why does this story give me suspicions? Well, I'll tell you. I'll tell you exactly why. First, we're going to take a break. 651-289-4488, the number to call should you care to join us. The Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. Give me a call if you have suspicions about my suspicions. But I'll tell you where we're leading with this when we come back. Northern Alliance, AM 1280, The Patriot. Go nowhere.
You can listen to AM 1280 The Patriot on all Amazon Echo devices. Simply ask Alexa to play The Patriot Minneapolis, and you'll hear your favorite hosts.
This is Dennis Prager, and thanks for listening to me on your Alexa device.
You aren't the only one who enjoys listening to Salem Media Group.
Everybody at Salem Media Group, you've been incredible. You really are, and you're very popular. More popular than you would even know.
We'd say you're in pretty good company.
And in Salem, what the job you do is great. I'm telling you, Salem has really done a fantastic job. I just want to thank you. You have courage. You have really courage because I know it's not easy. Congratulations.
AM 1280, The Patriot. Intelligent radio.
China is attacking the U.S. patent system, stealing American innovations, and we are helping them do it.
The Chinese Communist Party intends to surpass us and to be the world leader in innovative technology.
Innovation Race, the shocking new movie from the Tea Party Patriots, exposes the truth. China will use our own technology to threaten our economic and military security.
Dominating technology means you dominate the world itself. This is a race that we cannot afford to lose because we're not going to have a country.
If China gains control over 5G technology with a flip of a switch, they could remotely turn off our phones, our cars, even our power grid.
We've lost sight of what it is to protect this nation.
We need to up our game.
In today's high-tech world, there's no prize for second place. Watch Innovation Race. Available now on demand or DVD at salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.
How does the baby move in your tummy?
How does the baby eat?
Can the baby hear me?
How did the baby get in there?
Wow, a pregnancy can sure generate a lot of questions. But what's important is that a baby is a baby, inside and out of the womb. Not just after birth, but 9 months before. At conception.
That's right. Every baby is a miracle. Hello, my name is Marianne Kuharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
She's smart, beautiful, and a former Fox Business Channel host. Now you can hear her take on the day's financial news on the Trish Regan Show on the Salem Podcast Network. Hear intelligent radio through your smart speaker. Just say, play the Patriot, Minneapolis.
AM 1280, the Patriot. Hey, don't forget, Capital Ministries Weekend examines today's thorny contemporary issues through the Bible's timeless lens. Join us as Ralph Drollinger, Bible teacher to America's national political leaders and guest later on next hour, talks with radio host Frank Sontag about the Bible study Ralph will be teaching in Washington, D.C. this week. Airs right here on AM 1280 The Patriots, Sunday nights at 7 o'clock. By the way, Ralph Drollinger will be on the Northern Alliance here in about an hour. Stick around for that. 651-289-4488, the number to call. Love to have you join us. By the way, standing order is that you get on the air first if you are if you disagree with me. Now, if there's 10 people on the line, then the violation of space and time has happened because we've got like three phone lines here. But if there are three people online and you disagree with me, you leap to the front of that three-person queue. That's the rule. Because let's be honest, most stations in the Twin Cities will not accept a proper argument. I welcome it. I cherish it. I revel in it. And by the way, I win them. So anyway, 651-289-4488. So we were talking so far this hour about the softness in the polls, especially in a new KSTP Survey USA poll showing that a generic Republican is winning the race for the Minnesota House by 1 point. We need better than generic Republicans, and we need them to run fantastic races, but still, that's good polling news. You never see Republicans winning generic polls in Minnesota. And President Potato is only leading Donald Trump, I should say, by 2 points, with 11 voting for other people and 4% undecided at this point. That will we'll see if that tightens up. I mean, on the one hand, I think Democrats will come home. Some of those 11, many of those 11% are Democrats who are looking at other pastures here. I suspect many of them will come back. On the other hand, Donald Trump always under polls, especially on Survey USA. So that's the context. In the meantime, we have the story that came out last week of a mosque-centered development allegedly coming out in where? Invergrove Bites? No. Burnsville? Lino Lakes. And it dropped in such a way as to be guaranteed to raise the hackles of those whose hackles are prone to be raised by the thought of a mosque moving in in the next suburb over. Now, as we noted in the first half of the hour, Democrats are nervous about their polling because it's bad nationwide, and even in Minnesota, it's unbelievably weak for them. They're particularly concerned about holding on to the various suburban seats that went to Trump in 2016, but they won by paper-thin margins in 2022. Now, on top of that, you have a Muslim voter base that is not at all happy about President Potato trying to split the baby on Gaza, and a far-left base, largely white progressives, that is using that to try to leverage the larger Democratic Party to the left. Your Democrat Socialist of America crowd in Minneapolis, I'm prominent on that crowd here. So if you're Ken Martin right now, you have got to be thinking that they cannot overturn Roe again, as much as they're much yapping as they're going to do about this fracas in Arizona. The Biden administration isn't going to cough up any positive surprises. I mean, all of the Biden administration's surprises for the Democrats have been deeply negative. I mean, from the abandonment of Afghanistan to the complete collapse of what had been an incredibly successful Trump-era movement to bring peace to the Middle East and to Europe and to most of the world, you now have a world that is, you've got Iranians starting to attack Israel now. This didn't happen under President Trump. President Potato, maybe the worst foreign policy president. He's one of the worst presidents of my lifetime, and he may be the worst foreign policy president in history. Worse than Jimmy Carter? Yep. Now, if you're Ken Martin, again, you know they can't overturn Roe v. Wade again, although you can convince a lot of Democrats that they could, that Biden administration isn't going to be giving you any positive surprises, that Trump's personality is not news to anyone. Everyone has an opinion about Donald Trump, positive, negative, in between. That's me. And by the way, if he didn't suspend the Constitution and declare himself dictator in 2020, he's not going to do it in 2025. And that most people outside the class that listen to NPR are deeply aware that they're not doing better than they were in 2019. Oh, you've got them making the preposterous claim that inflation is down, that everyone's doing better, and the economy's humming right along. I mean, you've got Governor Waltz saying that every time he turns around, every time he gets in front of a selfie stick, he's telling people that the economy is fantastic, while his own administration, his own Department of Economic Development is saying, yeah, food insecurity is the highest it's ever been, and food shelves are getting crushed. So, what is the wedge that can log roll even more gullible Democrats susceptible voters to the polls? Yeah, lots of ban abortion. The Republicans are going to ban abortion, even though Donald Trump's position on abortion, like it or not, is more moderate than President Biden's. And you're thinking it's time, maybe if you're Ken Martin, you got to start shoring up some of the other walls of the party, including mobilizing that Muslim crowd to turn out, even if they're not thrilled with President Biden, because of all of the anger that's been unleashed towards a Muslim-centered development that supposedly, pinky swear, going to be going up in Lino Lakes. And if you got all these Republicans in these purple suburbs in Washington County, in Ramsey County, in North Ramsey, on the bottom part of CD8 for that matter, that are where they scratch the surface and you find a wellspring of anger against the idea of a Muslim-centered development, why, by gosh, it behooves all you Somalis to turn out and vote Democrat early and often until it hurts. Because they're coming for you, according to Ken Martin. You see, nothing shores up Democrats' walls like trafficking in intersectional victimhood. Now, that's what I think is happening here. I think that if you are one of those people who looks at this story about a mosque-centered development in a purple suburb and goes out on Facebook and says, we shouldn't be having Muslims building subdivisions, I mean, forget the fact that the same First Amendment that covers us covers them, like it or not. But given the fact that no paperwork has been filed, that the company itself appears to be vaporware, it's a sock puppet. I haven't looked into the campaign donations of the principals, but I would bet a shiny new quarter that at least some of them are prominent Democrats, and this is entirely a political move. Entirely a political move to stir up some shred of anti-Muslim sentiment that can be trumpeted in the media, and they will. Oh, they will. If there's any action against this development, the media will be there. Entirely. To get all those Somali voters and all around, especially the metro, to up and turn out and vote early and often, to do whatever it takes to keep that Democrat majority in the Minnesota House and to turn out the vote for President Biden, or at least every Democrat up and down the ticket. Because I think if it weren't for the fact that the Democrats are in trouble right now, even in Minnesota, you'd never hear about this development, because there's nothing to hear about. It's vaporware. And I think we're being played. If you're one of the people who is exercised about this development, I wager you a shiny new quarter, you are being played. And it is being done to log roll voters, you know, uninformed as they may be, to the polls. Don't take the bait. By the way, also don't give in to despair. The fact that they're doing things like this, the fact that you have Angie Craig equivocating about her record and trying to come off like a moderate, means the polling isn't good and Minnesota is not lost. It's not a lost cause, folks. Much more when we come back. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot.
Just between you, just between you and me.
The basics about financial literacy provides confidence in your investing decisions. Knowledge to make better decisions with or without an advisor empowers you to take control of your financial future. With the right skills, you are the best steward of your own money. Learn more today at a free in-center or virtual investing class at Online Trading Academy. 952-814-4410. Again, 952-814-4410. Or go to learnwithota.com.
It's our spring sale at Master Pool and Spa. Now is the best time to buy. You'll save up to 30 to 60%. Get quick professional delivery and 0% financing. We have spas for any backyard or budget. Huge variety of sizes and features. Choose from one of our in-stock spas or build-to-order a custom spa. We're locally owned and family-run for over 20 years. Come in today and tap into our expertise to assist you in choosing the perfect spa for your family. You won't find any of those imported knockoffs here. All our spas are built in the USA with full nationwide warranties. Build an outdoor oasis and save thousands without the expense and maintenance of a pool. Spend more quality family time together while melting the stress away. Transform your backyard in one day and save up to 60% off at our spring sale. Visit Master Pool and Spa, 394 Louisiana, St. Louis Park. Call 952-253-0665. 952-253-0665. Be sure to tell them you heard it on The Patriot.
My name is John Richardson, and I am from Badness Heights, Minnesota. Well, there's a big hailstorm that came through the neighborhood, and my roof was severely damaged, and I knew I needed new shingles. Well, there were a lot of people who came through the neighborhood. Every 10 or 15 minutes, people would be knocking on my door saying they would help me repair the roof. JTR, I dealt with them before, and they immediately called me and said that they would meet with my insurance company, assess all the damage, and make sure that my roof was repaired properly. Within 2 days, they had the job finished. One of the things I noticed about the workers was that they, as they did the job, they would clean up and make sure that all the debris was picked up. I think the best part about JTR was when they took a look at my shingles and they made sure the insurance company knew that they were architectural shingles, not just your normal shingles on a house. JTR Roofing did everything and more that I asked them to do. They did a great job. Call them. They will come out and take care of everything you need, and they are really professional.
Record-setting four-time Emmy Award winner Michelle Tafoya discusses politics and the state of our culture, free from mainstream media pressures. That means you'll find unhindered commentary and astute observations that bring greater depth to the topic at hand. Insight from subject matter experts and thought leaders round out the conversation.
conversation. The Michelle Tafoya Podcast, free on YouTube or stream via Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and SalemPodcastNetwork.com. AM 1280, the